Okay, today is Daf Vav. We're on Daf Hey Amud Beis. Bottom line of Hey Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said, Ezehu Katan, who's a Katan? A Katan is anybody. Now we're not talking about a Katan for purposes of being Mechayev the Mitzvah in the Torah. That's obvious. You have to be 13 years old. Who's a Katan for Chinuch purposes? Kal She'eno Yachal Lurkav Al Ksefo Shel Aviv. If you're not old enough to ride on the shoulders of your father, in other words, you have no interest in going on his shoulders. We explained that method that meant. If your father, goes like this, come on my shoulders, the child will move his legs apart to get excited. If he's too young to even have that, then he's not in the age of chinuch. So the Mishnah said, "Kol she'ein yachal lirkav al ksefo shel aviv," if he won't go on your shoulders, and then what does it say? "V'lalos me'yushalayim l'harabayis." To bring you from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayit. To Maskev Lor of Zerah. Well, Ad Hacha Man Isi. Well, who brought him to Yerushalayim? You live in Haifa. How did you get from Haifa to Yerushalayim? Did he want to go with you there? So why is Yerushalayim the cutoff? You had a question? What made Yerushalayim the cutoff? Rashi says, Ad Yerushalayim Mihaviyu. Well, tell Yerushalayim who brought him. But hello? Mishihu yachal lihios chutz me'imo, if he's not with his mother, yachal lechos kibiyat of, if he can hold on to his father's hand, tichdei alil Yerushalayim meharabayit, ata omer sheichanchuhu. The chinuch starts at Yerushalayim. Well, if I'm Yerushalayim, me of you, well, tell Yerushalayim how to get there. Did he agree to go? He said, stay from your bias. Wherever you live, the child will go with you. Willingly, right?
That's maybe they went to Yerushalayim, that left the set, they went by walking instead of by rafting.
I know, but why did I say that? Why is Yerushalayim this man?
So that is irrelevant because he's going on a wagon.
What? Oh, he's going on a wagon? No, I don't think you're allowed to go on a wagon.
You're allowed to go to Yerushalayim.
So anyway,
everyone knows Yerushalayim anyway, so that's the essential point. We go from A to
the it's chinuch. The chinuch is if the child's old enough to understand that his father wants it. So only from Yerushalayim he's old enough. What about from 2 hours before that? That's the Gemara's question. So Amar Le Abaye, no, I'll tell you why. Ad hacha, the mechai ve'ime b'simcha. I see se'ime. Because until then, the mother came along too. Why? Because women have a chiv in simcha. They don't have a chiv in ri'iyah. But in the chiv and simcha they have. Mikan ve'elech, after that, im yachol alos v'lechol b'yadu shal av yushalayim l'arabai, it's chayiv. Till then, after that, it's chayiv. V'ilo, potter. And if not, it's potter. It says Tosfos on top, right? Pirush Rashi.
Where's the woman's simcha?
Pirush Rashi. Rashi says, b'parakam de kedushin, gabe isha, regarding a woman, Baila misamcha bi. So, how does a husband make a woman happy on Yontif? Bi Bavel, the big day Tzavona. In Bavel with collar clothing. Bi Eretz Yisrael, the big day Pishtan. In Eretz Yisrael, it's big day Pishtan. Right? V'hacha mashma, the b'shalmi simcha mairi. Here we're talking about meat. Right? She's coming to participate in Yontif together with her family. Why should she be alone? Husband has a mitzvah of all the regal. Wife has no mitzvah. So she should be alone for Yontif? So the Gemara says, no, she's coming along also. Once they get to Yerushalayim, she has no etzem chiyuv, because Lamaisa, she's pata from Re'iyah. So now, is there a mitzvah of chinuch in the child? Well, it depends how old he is. That's why Yerushalayim is given as the cutoff. As a secondary issue, what's the story here with Simcha and women? Right. Tosfos points out, it doesn't really jive, but we know what Simcha is about. Right?
Well, Bavel had no Beis HaMikdash. Maybe he had a Beis HaMikdash. It's manifested in the Shalmei Simcha versus clothing.
So that's not what the Gemara says over there. See, that Gemara was when the Beis HaMikdash was not standing. Tosfos answer that. Tosfos doesn't answer it. Right? What does he say? V'hatzam perek v'chein perekam ad Rosh Hashanah. Go look in other places. Try to figure out an answer. Doesn't really answer it. He could have said, well, that was probably when there's no Beis HaMikdash. And now there was one other. He didn't get that answer. Maybe somewhere else he does. I didn't look it up. The Siach Yitzchak has a very interesting part. As you see from here, listen to this. We've said many times that a mother also has a mitzvah of chinuch, right? The mother has no mitzvah of chinuch if she has no mitzvah. The mother has no mitzvah of chinuch of tefillin, for example. Because she has no mitzvah of chinuch. You see from here clearly. She had no mitzvah to go further to Yerushalayim. And that turns on to the father. Till then, the mother's been coming along. Once you get to Yerushalayim, the mother has no mitzvah. She has no mitzvah. She has no chinuch.
Why?
It's tzitzis.
He puts it on.
But that's what he said. She could do it. There's no, I understand. But he's saying halachically, practically, it might be a nice idea. Practically, it might be nice. But halachically, there's no mitzvah of chinuch if the mother has no mitzvah. Lamaisa, they don't do that mitzvah. Lamaisa, they don't do it. Women don't wear tefillin. Most women don't wear tefillin. So Lamaisa, they don't do it. And they could, yeah, they could. They don't do it. So if they don't do it, they don't have a mitzvah of chinuch. Now, practically, how does that work? It's hard for it to work. But just in halachically, that's a concept of chinuch.
Correct.
Now, practically, that doesn't work that way because the husband goes to work and he's not around. Practically, correct. But who?
Women.
Correct. They have a mitzvah. I'm just telling you what the Siach Yitzchok said. Based on this Gemara, there's no mitzvah of chinuch for a mother if she doesn't have the mitzvah. In halachically, that makes a lot of sense. Practically, it might not work out so well in the 21st century. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Okay, next. Heshiv Rebbe Tachas Beit Hillel, L'divrei Beis Shammai, V'hine lo also be ki amro li'ish. I'm sorry. Heshiv Rebbe Tachas Beit Hillel, L'divrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, V'chana lo also, she didn't go up to Ol Rebbe. Ki amro, because she said li'isha to her husband, Ad yigmal hanar ve'vesiv. I'm waiting till my son is weaned, then I'll come. But he was old enough to go on his father's shoulders, so I was in the midst of chinuch. According to you, what about Chana herself? Didn't you have a chiyuv to go and participate in simcha? You say what? Elachana, I said that. Elachana. Oh, Elachana mana mafnakusa yiserza. She was a particular person. She was a mafunak. Chaziah be Shmuel, that she saw in Shmuel. Chana saw that Shmuel was very particular. The chasha be l'Shmuel l'chulsha d'orcha, and she was nervous for Shmuel traveling on the way. She was nervous that it wasn't gonna be a good trip for him. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that Chana was herself pater because Shmuel had the status of a chole, and anyone who helps the chole is also pater. Ask the cheshek Shlomo. As long as such a tenuah by sukkah. By sukkah, a chole is pater. And someone who's helping the chol is also pater. When you find such a thing by Re'iyah and Simcha, someone sick is pater, and they're helping, they're also pater. No such thing. So he answers, the unbelievable answer, the Cheshek Shlomo says. The Cheshek Shlomo says, no, Chana thought that. It's not the halacha. That's what she thought. But she didn't go. Very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah. Yeah.
When you read the Navi, that's not much of what you start to say.
Right, I know, I hear you.
From the Navi, you try to get the idea that the reason why she didn't go up is to make the joy when she finally brings them in much more greater.
Right, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Next, by Reb Shimon, Katan Chiger, listen to this question. A Katan who has was lame. So, with Divrei Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, and also, Visuma Ludivishnaim. Assume according to both, because according to both, assume is potter. Mahu, what's the story over here? Is there chinuch in such a boy? Now, someone says, Hey Chidami, 1 second. Ilema Bechiga She'en Yachal Espashet, Visuma She'en Yachal Estafeach. If it's never going to get better, if it's never going to get better in his life, then there's no mitzvah of chinuch. Why? Hashta, Gadol potter, cut me via. An adult doesn't have to go. So why should a cut have to go? Now, for his, Lo Tzricha. B'chiger she'yachol le'espashet, a chiger who's able to get better, v'suma she'yachol le'esrapos, and a suma is able to get better, my, what's the story? What's the question? Look at Tosvos, test Tosvos, the third Tosvos. Mikame godlo, he, before he gets better, before he grows up. My, what's the story? Mi amrinan, do we say, t'kivan de'godol ha'machayev medoraisa. When he becomes an adult, such an adult that doesn't have this malady, that doesn't have this sickness, is chayiv. No, so cut nami chayiv b'chinuch, right? So the cut is chayiv b'chinuch b'midi duhu taima, b'midi duhu taima, b'katam, right? Because he's a katam. Elam yishom l'chancho, liyadea kishu gadol. So he should know how to do the mitzvah when he gets old. That's the whole purpose of chinuch. When you get up, become an adult. Oh, Dilmor, maybe. Now, the other side of this, given the gadol b'hachi lo machayiv, Gam cotton low. If this cotton, he's a 10-year-old boy, And unfortunately, he's lean. If he would be 20 years old, he would be putter. So is he chayiv now? Or not? He might get an operation, he'll be good later. In which case, chinuch. But right now, he's not. So if he would be adult right now, if he'd be adult right now, there'd be no chiyuv. It's a funny question. It's a good question. Interesting question. Right? It's a funny case. Interesting question. How do you do it? Well, what might happen or what would be right now? If this person is an adult right now, there's no chiyuv, therefore there's no chinuch, or no. Maybe he'll get better. Right? If he's never going to get better, there's nothing to talk about. But maybe he'll get better. And if he gets better, he'll be chayiv. So we'll make him chayiv now in chinuch.
Let's say he gets better as a 21-year-old. He was bad till 20.
And what, does a miracle happen?
Yeah.
Okay, so what can I tell you? So when he was younger, we thought there's no hope for him.
He's chayiv that year.
Of course. We thought there was no hope for him. Why should we bother him? Let him stay home. Why should we bother him? There's no hope for him. Turns out there's a miracle. All right, great. So then there's no mitzvah when he gets healed. Excellent. It's not a question. You hear the question? It's an interesting question. So Amar Abaya, let's see if Abaya answers the question. Abaya says like this. Kol hecha de gadol mechayev midaraisa. If any adult is chayev midaraisa, kata nami mechanchin elim midarabanan. So on a darabanan level, we're mechanech the katan. Kol hecha de gadol pater midaraisa. If a gadol's pater midaraisa, midarabanan kata nami pater. Darabanan's midarabanan, the katan is also pater. So did he answer the question? Seems like he didn't answer the question.
What are they talking about? The father is the child.
It's a separate question. Who is the mitzvah of chinuch on?
Right.
Most say it's on the parents. Not the father, the mother too. It means the father has to teach him. Right, midrabanan, the father. The father has a chiyuv to take his kid to Yerushalayim, but when you turn older, do whatever. Take a kid to shul. When you get older, this is how you keep Shabbos, right?
In other words, the father's lame and can't get up there. He has no
chinuch
for the son to bring him up there.
That's what we're talking about?
No, the child is lame.
No,
we're
talking
about
the child is lame.
Since an adult who is lame or blind is not biblically obligated in the midst of Riyah,
right.
No rabbinic obligation to train a minor with the same disability.
Right. So talking about if this boy would be an adult. Right.
Got it.
Okay. So he's answering as follows. There is no chiyuv of chinuch. Why? Because if this boy right now, Asher Husham, right now, if he'd be an adult, he'd be potter. So he's not chayiv in chinuch. Maybe he'll get better later. We'll worry about that later. So if he gets better later, so then he lost out on chinuch. Okay. It's very interesting. Yeah. It's very interesting.
If you're taking your whole family, you're not going to leave this boy alone. You're taking him also.
That's a separate issue. We said that on the first day with a wife. Well, you spend, or the men, the other was never with a family. It could be that it was like that. I don't know. If it was like that, it's a totally different way of spending Yontif. We want to be with our family, right? Most of the time we don't want to be. Yontif, we look forward to being with the family. So to have a Yontif where the women stay home and the men go, it's a very funny Yontif.
Yeah.
It could be they did it, I don't know.
Let's say this boy was well, and you don't bring him. He's 3 years old. You don't bring him.
What?
Let's say you don't bring this boy. Let's say he's a well boy.
He's 8 years old.
And you don't bring him.
So you lost out on chinuch. It's like today.
No,
you have a 10-year-old kid, you don't bring him to shul. So what happened?
Okay.
So you didn't bring him to shul. So what happened? Nothing happened.
You didn't violate an assay.
No. So you're a little bit not training your son when he turns older.
Okay.
You can have great chesbonos. I'm not saying, I don't know.
Right.
But I'm saying, okay, it's all the same thing over here.
In previous generations, it happened all the time. See them when the rabbi left the families at home.
That's not the same thing.
Same thing.
No, it's not the same thing at all. That's a voluntary thing, and this is a mitzvah.
Oh, no, I'm saying,
so the question
is, leaving the family.
No, but you can't bring me right from a voluntary. People do it today. They go to Uman and they leave their wife behind. So I can't speak to that. But I'll tell you one thing: did the Torah require a situation where you're going to spend yonder without your family? That's the question. So Mikra did, and they did, because women have no chiyuv, but they're allowed to go, right?
Yeah, but they have
Chiyuv and
Simcha. How do they do Simcha without going?
That's what Tosfos is saying. They go. That's where he started off the daf. They went along.
They stay in the hotel. Who brings up? What's the difference?
Only the husband has to bring a carbon. That's all.
For the wife?
No, she doesn't have to bring one.
Hashem Simcha, she doesn't have to bring?
No, he brings it for her. He's giving the meat.
He's bringing it for
Yeah.
Two or one for
I think one. No? What do you want
to
say?
Then why does she have to go for it? He's bringing it for
her. I don't know. She should be home alone.
I'm not so sure they left him alone.
I don't either know. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That the Chana story is like one of the only stories in the whole Navi where they actually went to Biola Regal. Right?
But
from that story...
It sounds like it's like out of order, like, she went. No, it's not like they all went.
Right. He would have taken her. If not, she had a newborn.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
And what about all these years that he was taking the two of them?
Right, right. It seems like they did go.
Exactly.
But they don't have a chiyuv. Okay, so, okay.
They don't have a chiyuv for sukkah either. Almost every woman right. Sits in the sukkah.
Right. The only time they don't is if there's no room.
Exactly.
Otherwise, they all sit. You can have a, they don't have to, but they do. Why? Because it's yontif, and you've been together with the family.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, next. Beishamai omrim hari'iyah shtei kesef. Beishamai said the ri'iyah is $2, and the chagiga is $1. And Beis Hillel said it's an opposite. The chagiga is $1, and the ri'iyah is $2. What are they arguing about? Tanur Rabbanan. Beishamai omrim ri'iyah shtei kesef. The chagiga ma kesef. Beishamai says the ri'iyah is $2, and the chagiga is $1. Why? Shari'iya ola kul gvoa, because the ri'iyah the whole is an ola. So the whole thing goes to Hashem. So you should spend more on Hashem than on yourself. Right? Masha'en came with chagiga. And the chagiga is you get to eat some of it. So you should spend a little more on Hashem than on yourself. The ode also. Matzino ba'ateres, we find by Shavuos, and Shavuos is the only time where you bring a public shlamim, which is a chagiga. Chagiga is a shlamim. It's the only time you bring a public shlamim. And you know what? When you have shlamims and olas together, there are more olas brought than shlamims. So you see, they don't bring me a raya from Sukkot and Pesach because there are no shlamims. It's not a fair raya. Whenever you have a public shlamim, which is on Shavuos, there are more olas than shlamims. So what do you see? Olas are better. So you got to spend money on an ola and a shlamim, the ola cost more. That's Beis Shammai. Or Beis Hillel Omrim, no. Hari'iyah ma'a kesef, the chagig is shtei kesef. No. The ri'iyah is $1 and the chagig is $2. Why? Because there was a chagiga before Har Sinai even. There was shlamin before Har Sinai. That's not true by ri'iyah. There was no mitzvah of ri'iyah before Har Sinai. Although on another base we're going to take that back, because there are. V'od also, matzinu b'nesiyim. When it comes to the nesiyim, shariba b'henakasa b'shlamim yorsim b'olos. There were more shlamims than olos. When the nesiyim, the first 12 days, in the Parshas Naso, you know how many it was? There was 12 par for Ola, 12 par, 2 Elim, I'm sorry, 12 par, 12 Elim, and 12 Kvasim. That's for the Ola. But for Shlamims, there were 24 Parim, 60 Elim, 60 Atudim, and 60 Kvasim. It's a lot more Olas. A lot more Shlamims. It's a lot of Shlamims.
Right, they just spend more per Shlamim.
So what do you see? When you have Olas and Shlamims together, there are more Shlamims.
Shlamim.
So, what do you mean? It means it's better. It's more of them.
Less
right?
Is better. Less is even more.
Who
more,
said less
is
has special, less better?
It's more special. What's more special?
Or more supply
what's more special? What's more special?
So each side has reasons why they're right. Now the Gemara's going to go through. Beis Hillel, my time alone with Beis Shammai. So I didn't Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai. I'll tell you why. The Kamarta Ri'iyah Adifa the Ola. You want to tell me Ri'iyah is better than Ri'iyah? Adifa, the Ola Kul Gvoa? Why? Because the whole thing was eaten by Hashem. Adra, just the opposite. Chiyah Adifa, this by Shtei Achilos. You have two people eating it. Who? Hashem and human beings. Isn't that better? What kind of thing is that? The whole thing, only Hashem gets to eat it. Here, both get to eat it. Right? Okay. Udika Marta, you tell me, Nelef Ma'ateres, right? You tell me what about Shavuos? So the Gemara says, Beis Hillel is not impressed with that. Done in carbon yachin, be carbon yachin, be done in carbon yachin, be carbon sievers. Don't bring the rye from carbon sievers. Yontif was a carbon yachin. Don't bring the rye from carbon sievers. What they did on the base, I make this by Shavuot. And Beis Shammai, my time alone with Beis Hillel. Why didn't Beis Shammai hold like Beis Hillel? So I'll tell you why. The Kamar, the Chagig Adifa, Chagig is better. The Yeshan Lefnei Adibur, because it existed before Har Sinai. Riyanami Yeshan Lefnei Adibur. Riy also was before him. Why? It says in the Pasuk there, Vayalu Olos before Har Sinai. And they brought Olos. They also did that before Har Sinai. And the Kamarta Nalif mean Nesiim. You want to tell me about Nesiim? Nesiim was one time in history. Don in Davar Hanor Gladoros. Me Davar Hanor Gladoros. Bring me riots from things that happen every year. Vain Don in Davar Hanor Gladoros. Me Davar Hanor Gladoros. Don't bring me a riot from one time in history. Therefore, each one has their Shita. Now, Beis Hillel, Maishna de Chagiga de Yeshna Lefnei Hadibur. How do you know that there was such a thing as a shlamim before Har Sinai? The Chiv, it says, Vayizbuchu Zvachim Shlamim. It says, Beferish. They brought shlamim before Har Sinai. Rianali Aksiv Yalu Olos. But I just mentioned, it says V'yalu Olos, says Beit Hillel, that Kasharvi Beit Hillel, that Ola that they brought before Har Sinai, Ola Sheikrivu Yisrael B'Midbar, Olos Tamid Hu, it was a carbon Tamid. So therefore what? So Rashi says, Chovas Kol Yom V'Yom, V'lo Gamrina Mine. We can't learn that from that, the fact that they brought an Ola before Har Sinai, that was a carbon Tamid. Every day you bring that. What? What?
It's still an Ola though.
Right, maybe he's saying it's carbon Sibur now, he wants to say, I don't know.
And people, what's he
meaning?
It wasn't an Olos Re'iyah anyway. It wasn't Olos Re'iyah.
I know, it wasn't Olos Re'iyah, it was an Ola. So Chagiga turned it to Shlomim, and right. Olos Re'iyah turned it to all Olas. Right? They're arguing about what's better, an Ola or a Shlomim. And Beis Shammai Savri, I'll tell you the truth. Beis Shammai says, Ola, Sheikrivu Yisrael B'Midbar, Olos Re'iyah Hava. No, the Ola that they brought before Har Sinai had the status of a Re'iyah. Amar Abaya, so Abaya says like this, Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yishmael, Kula Sviru Lahu, they all hold, Ola Sheikrivu Yisrael B'Midbar, Ola Sviriyah Hava, that the Ola that they brought before Har Sinai had the status of an Ola Sviriyah. And Beit Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef Lili, Kula Sviru Lahu, Ola Sheikrivu Yisrael B'Midbar, Ola Stamid Hu, it was an Ola Stamid. Now Beis Shammai Hadamar, Beis Shammai, we just said that. Right, we just said that Beis Shammai said that it was Olos Re'iyah. What? There were two more people, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar. What about Rabbi Shmuel? The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Klalos Nemru B'Sinai. The Klalos was said by Har Sinai. What does that mean? It says Rashi, the last Rashi on the page. Harbe Dvarim Nemar Stumen B'Sinai. Many Stumen, closed, hidden things are said at Har Sinai. For example, Shlonis Parshu called Sarchan. It didn't explain. What did it say? Keep Shabbos. What does that mean, keep Shabbos? Can I play the piano on Shabbos? Can I move furniture around on Shabbos? Can I take a ride my bike? What does it mean, keep Shabbos? What does that mean? I wasn't told. We didn't tell you yet. We'll tell you later. Only the general rules were told. Such as, for example, bring carbonos. Well, what kind of carbon? What are the rules? What's the story? After they said it to Olam Moed, they started to explain to everybody what the story is. Shailonis Barshu Sham Hilchas Avoda Hakol Kakol Hatzarech. The Hilchas Avoda were not told to people. Ella, what did it say? Mizbeach Adama Tasali, make a Mizbeach, Vizavachta Allah Ves Olothecha Ves Shalomecha, and bring all those in Shalomims. Velo Pirish, Matan Daman, no one explained the Dam story, Haf Shitan, removing the skin, Vinichutin, cutting up the animal, Shalolas, Vakravas Imurin Shal Shalomim. No one told us any of that. Says Rabbi Shmuel. Only the general rule was said, no details. So therefore what? So Rabbi Shmuel Omer calls Deborah B'Sinai, Upratos Ba'ol Moed. The Pratos were told later in the Ol Moed. Now Rabbi Akiva has a machlokas within this story and says, no. Klalos, Upratos, Deborah B'Sinai. The Klalos and Pratos were said at Har Sinai. V'nishnu Ba'ol Moed. They were repeated in Ol Moed. V'nishtal Shalu Ba'avos Moed. And they were said a third time. In like these parashas, Kisavo, Nitavim, they were repeated again at Arvos Moav. V'zalgadaitach Ola Shekriv Yisrael B'Midbar Olas Tamid Have. One second. If you want to tell me that the Ola that they brought every day, those days there before Matan Torah, was a Tamid, Miyik immediately made Kara Loboi Hefshet V'Nituach Ulobasov Boi Hefshet V'Nituach. Is that possible? They were bringing the carbon Tamid, not knowing what they're doing? Does that make any sense? They brought it, not knowing what they're doing? They didn't have the rules of how to bring the carbon.
Why is it always really better?
Because it was on one time. It was a one-time thing. It was like sort of a voluntary. We're going to bring the carbon always via because we're here. Like it's like the base of mikdash.
What are the rules?
I don't know. It doesn't make a difference so much.
Why?
Because it was one time. Rashi says, "Elavadai olas ri'iyah have." I mean the Rashi of Miyik Amidi. Elavadai olas ri'iyah have. It must have been olas ri'iyah. Umeilei nikrivu. They brought it. It was a voluntary carbon. They brought it on their own. What were the rules? There were no rules. It was voluntary. But to say that they brought something that they could bring every day, what are they doing? They didn't know any rules. How could it be? How could you tell me it was the Olas Tamid? Can't be.
What did they mean that term, by the way?
I think it's before, like those few days before Matan Torah. So what were they doing? They were just bringing a voluntary. We're so happy to be here, Hashem. We're bringing a carbon. Do we know rules? We don't know anything. But we're happy to be here. Here's a carbon.
It was cool, Hashem.
It was cool, Hashem. It was an Ola.
Yeah.
Tell me it was a carbon Tamid, but every day you bring a carbon Tamid. They know what they were bringing a carbon, they know what they were doing. It's a funny thing to say. Therefore, it must have been they were bringing a carbon Tamid. They were bringing carbon Re'iyah. Therefore, what do you see? Rabbi Shmuel holds, it was a carbon Re'iyah. By the way, by definition, Rabbi Akiva argues. That's also Rabbi Akiva was in the other list, right? So Rabbi Elazar, he's the third one that held like Meshamai. Rabbi Elazar the Tanya, Olas Tamid Hasuya Bahar Sinai. Rabbi Elazar Omer Maaseha Nemru B'Sinai. Yeah, the Maaseh was headed Har Sinai. V'hi Atma Lo Kreva, but it wasn't brought yet. Why? Because it wasn't brought till afterwards. So this was also a Karban Re'iyah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Karva, they brought it, right? Vushuv Lo Paska. And then they kept on bringing it. Why? Because it was a Karban Tamid. They brought it, they always brought it. Elamani Mekayim, what about the Pasuk? Hazvachim Umincha Higashtim Li B'Midbar Abarim Shana. What about the Pasuk that says that they brought a Karban for 40 years, right? What does this pasuk mean? The pasuk in Amos, it's an Amos. Yeah, it's an Amos. The pasuk says that Karbanos and Mincha you brought for 40 years in the Midbar, Beis Yisrael, right? I think it's a question. For 40 years you brought me Karbanos, right? Beis Yisrael, they didn't bring Karbanos because Hashem was not angry at them for the Egel. So what do you mean they brought? It is not true. They didn't bring Karbanos. So the answer is no. Beis Yisrael, what does it mean, Beis Yisrael? Shifter Shalevi. It was Levi. Levi brought Karbanos. Shalo Avdu Avodah Zarah, Hain Hikrivu Osa. They didn't worship the Egel, the Levi. They're the ones that brought Karbanos for 40 years. Okay, so what do you see? These three held that the carbon before Har Sinai was a carbon Re'iyah. The rest of them held it was a carbon Ola. Who? A carbon Tamid. Who? Beis Hillel, Hadamar. Beis Hillel, we said already. Rabbi Akiva, Hanami Damar. We said Rabbi Akiva also. Who's left? Rabbi Seglu, the Tanya. Rabbi Seglu, Lomer. Shalosh mitzvos establish Yisrael ba'alosim l'regel. There are three mitzvos when you're all a regel. What are the three mitzvos? Re'iyah, Chagiga, and Simcha. Why are they in this order? Because this is the order you bring it. First the Re'iyah. I can't think, right? Then a Chagiga. And then a Simcha is only if you want to bring one. Yesh b'Re'iyah she'ein b'shtehen. Re'iyah has one something that the other two don't have. Yesh b'Chagiga she'ein b'shtehen. Chagiga has something the other two don't have. And Yesh b'Simcha she'ein b'shtehen. And Simcha has something the other two don't have. Like what? Yesh b'Re'iyah. What does Re'iyah have? She'ein b'shtehen. That the other two don't have. Shehar Re'iyah ola kul gvoa. Because the Re'iyah is all that's on carbon ola. Ma she'ein k'ein b'shtehen. You don't say that about the other two. The other two are Chagiga. Are shlomim. You're allowed to eat it. Yesh b'Chagiga ma she'ein b'shtehen. Chagiga has something that the other two don't have. Which is what? Chagiga yashlim l'fnei adibur. Chagiga was before Ma'an Torah, Masha Ein Kein B'Shteyer, which the other two don't have. And Yesh B'Simcha Masha Ein B'Shteyhen, and the Simcha has what the other two don't have. Sha Simcha No Hages Ba'anashim U'Banashim Masha Ein Kein B'Shteyhen. And what do you see from here? Because the other two don't have. Women are not. What do you see from here? Right? What do Rabbi Yosef Lulu say? And the Chagiga had before Har Sinai, which Re'i and Simcha don't have, then what do you see? It was a carbon tamid. It was a carbon tamid. Tosfos of Yesh, we're going to do a bunch of Tosfos now. Yesh Garson, Yesh Simcha, She'ein B'Shneihem, right? What does Simcha have that other two don't have? What was the answer? It applies to women also. Says Tosfos, B'Tosefta Garsinon, Sha'atzimcha yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva v'lo b'shtehen. Right? That you can bring a simcha for 7 days and not the other two. Seth Tosfos, v'shmaitza shalonu v'lo garisli. We don't have that. Why? Svira lei degam be'inach yesh lo tashlumin. Because on a re'iyah and a chayiyah you also have tashlumin. Not true. V'lo ka'amar yesh b'shtehen shetzmichet shir. Don't tell me about a shir. Masha enkein b'simcha. De'ema af simcha yesh lo shir. Maybe simcha also has a shir. Right? That's tomorrow's daf. Because we say it every morning, El Devarim She'el Lahem Shir. One of them is Harayon. Doesn't mean, what does that mean, Harayon?
Pregnancy.
Doesn't mean pregnancy. There's no Shir how a pregnant woman could be?
No, how many times she
could be. That's not what it means.
No?
No.
With Aleph or an Ayin?
Aleph.
Pregnancy
is not. It means the Mishnah of Re'iyah.
Yeah.
Why is it called Ra'ayon? Or doesn't it say Re'iyah? Well, that's tomorrow's daf. Anyway, that has no Shir. What does it mean has no Shir? Midaraisa, Midarbana, it's a whole daf tomorrow about that. Okay. But don't tell me that's the difference of Simcha, it's not true. Okay, next. Now Rabbi Shmuel, my time of Kamuk Mislaki Beishamai. What possessed Rabbi Shmuel to hold like Beishamai? Now I don't know why we don't ask this question on Rabbi Lazar.
Right.
Why don't we ask this question on Rabbi? Why are you holding like Beishamai? We don't hold like Beishamai. or possessed Rabbi Shmuel. So we're going to take, the truth is, at the end of this discussion, we're going to take Rabbi Shmuel off the list. And we're going to say, it's not true, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Shammai. Why don't we say that about Rabbi Elazar? I don't know. Anyway, what possessed Rabbi Shmuel to hold like Rabbi Shammai? So why did Rabbi Shmuel hold like Rabbi Shammai? What was the reason we said? With the Pratos and the Klalos story. We said it couldn't be that they brought a carbon without knowing what they were bringing. It must be that they brought some voluntary carbon, which is like a re'iyah, because it can't be they brought a carbon tamid without knowing what they're bringing. So therefore, he was forced to hold like Bishanah. So the Gemara says, do you really have to say all that? Because what did he say? If it was a carbon tamid, does it make sense that they brought a carbon tamid having no clue what they're doing? And then it turns out after the Matan Torah they did it totally wrong. They didn't know what they were doing. Does that make any sense? It must have been it was a carbon re'iyah. For Rabbi Yosef Gluli de Amar, Yosef Gluli says straight out, Ola Sheik Rivu Yisrael b'midbar, Ola's Tamid Hava. It was a carbon tamid. And you know what? Meikara lo boy hafshev inituach. You're right. Before Matan Torah it didn't require to skin it and to cut it up. And after Matan Torah it requires cutting it up and skinning it. And by the way, don't be so surprised. Don't be so alarmed. But the Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Gluli Omer, Ola Sheik Rivu Yisrael b'midbar, it didn't require that. That din of hafshet skinning and ituach cutting it up only applied once the Mishkan was built. So that's why you have to hold like Bishamai. So you know what? You're right. Before Matan Torah was different than after Matan Torah. That's all. So Gemara says you're right. You know what? Sama mikad Rabbi Shmuel. Take Rabbi Shmuel off the list.
Of
the people that hold like Bishamai.
So, were there kavanas in the midbar?
So now why don't we have 10 questions about Rabbi Elazar? I don't know. Now that's Rabbi Eliezer. I thought about that. This is Rabbi Eliezer. It's a Shamut. Not Rabbi Elazar. Unless they change the gears, it's Rabbi Eliezer. They change the gears, it's Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Well, if you change the gears, it's Rabbi Eliezer, then it's not a kasha. Well, who changes the gears to there? Bishamai says that there's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Even though it's a Mishpatim, it's before Matan Torah. The end of Mishpatim there, it's before Matan Torah. And it says that they brought olas. So what kind of ola was that? So Beis Shammai says it was a carbon re'iyah. And Beis Hillel says, no, it was a carbon tamid. That Gosabach changes it to Rabbi Eliezer, so therefore Rabbi Eliezer, that makes sense. Okay, so he's a Shemuti, not a Kasha.
That makes sense to Rabbi Shmuel also.
Why?
Because if Rabbi Akiva is arguing, he's arguing.
Uh-huh. But now he says he's not arguing.
Right.
Because he doesn't have to argue with Rabbi Akiva. He doesn't have to. But to say he holds like Beis Shammai, that's a funny thing to say. Right, okay.
So which Kabbalah, just curious, which Kabbalah did they bring in the Midbar in general? Carbon coming every day? They didn't bring a carbon basically after the first year, right?
Correct.
So what they bring in? They carbon coming by Levium only.
So right? According to him, it was Levium only.
And then at no other private.
I don't know. I don't know what went on.
And where did they do this Kabbalah? Where did they have been there? Bamos?
We are.
Mishkan.
The Mishkan.
Mishkan's up since the second year.
Yeah. So this is by Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, a few days before, so they brought. That's the puzzle. Vayalu olos. They brought olos. Okay. Next. By Rav Chista, Hai Kra Heichigziv. How do you read this pasuk? This pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim. It says Vayishlach is Nari Bnei Yisrael, Vayalu olos kvasim. Right. They brought olos kvasim is a sheep. Vayizbechu zvachim shlamim l'Hashem, and they brought shlamim to Hashem parim. And they brought shalom to Hashem, parim. What's the question? Do you read it like that? O Dilma, idi v'idi parim havi. Or maybe parim goes on both. Even though, what? 1 minute. Even though, look at Tosfos, idi v'idi. Aliba demanda amar olas v'iya. Have a first of all the question's on if you say it's olas re'iyah. Tafilu l'man d'amar, listen to this tazos. Tafilu l'man d'amar olas tamid. So what are they bringing? A cow? Who brings a cow for a carbon tamid? Olas tamid, olas tamid. Kod d'matan Torah ha'isa shal parim. Because before Matan Torah there's no rules. Do whatever you want. So you can bring it from a cow. Hadar ishtani. Then it got changed. Kemoshin ishtana min hafshiv v'netuach le'rosak li. Just like Rizak Li said, then it got changed. Right. So what? So the Ein Yaakov says something beautiful. He says because Hashem told them, Yer mamlaches kahanim v'goy kadosh. everybody had status of a Kohen. And when a Kohen is inaugurated the first day, he brings a carbon, he brings like a cow. Like he's a carbon, like it's a Mashiach, he's like an anointed Kohen. So every Jew did that. But then he brought out the carbon Talmud as a representative of every, that's why they would do something so unusual. Right? Okay, very good. So the Gemara asks, Lamai Nafkamina, who cares how you read the Pasuk? Who cares? Why?
Because we know what the first Kabbalists were where they inaugurated the base the Mishkan in the first place, right? We have the list. We have Talmud. You know what the Talmud is?
I know, it was before Mount Torah, though.
Before that, basically.
It was before Mount Torah. So that when they said Massive and Ishma, before Mount Torah, they said it. They put two crowns. Keser Malchus, Keser Kahuna. Right. Every Jew had a Keser Kahuna. You know what? We're going to bring a cow. It's like a, how did they know that a cow was a special carbon? More so than a sheep? They didn't know. It's a bigger animal. You know, we're going to bring a bigger animal because we're like special people. Okay. Well, am I not Kamina? Who cares? Who cares how you read that Pasuk? Doesn't make a difference. Right? It doesn't make a difference. Why doesn't it make a difference? What's the difference with what it did back then? Does it make a difference? So look at Tosfos. My Nafkamina. Klomar. Klomar. My Dahava Hava. Whatever happened, happened. Well, did they bring cows for the Olu or only sheep? What's the difference? My Dahava Hava. V'chein Parach, Parakama de Yuma, Gabi Ketat Halbishan. Had they put on the clothing that one time? Or, Psachim, Gabi Imurim Psachim. What were they Imurim in Mitzrayim that Pesach night like? Right? Or, B'Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Gabi Shar Sinai Bekama. If a Shar was not allowed to go on to the Har Sinai, what if it did? How many judges judged that Shar? 23? 70? How many? Lo boy, Bekama. Lo boy, Mishum Desvi. The Sotosa says, in all those places, the Gemara doesn't ask, well, who cares? Tosa's always asked it. The Gemara doesn't ask it. The Gemara only asks it here. So Tosa says, it's a very difficult answer. Mishum desvir la alufe doros misha, because we could learn out halachas from doros from that one time. We could, right?
What? Are you gonna
what
are you going to learn?
I don't know, but you could learn something out. So the Gemara doesn't ask. Who cares? Uba vodazara perak sheni b'tainis gabi Moshe shimesh Moshe kol yemei hamiluim dolo parachle. So the Gemara asks, well, what did Moshe wear when he was during the shivat b'hamiluim? He was acting as the kohen. What did he wear? Did he wear big kahuna? So who cares? So the Gemara doesn't ask who cares. Hasam nami lemisbar kroy lefi shalom atzinu big kahuna rakal Aaron ulavanov, because it was an interesting question. They don't find big kahuna except for Aaron. But oh, dakati lo nitzchanchu b'habagadim. The bagadim were not inaugurated. To be inan alayhu hazah, you have to sprinkle them. Benafkamina la'avad b'miluim below hazah's bagadim. What if they did? What if they worked on the bagadim without them being sprinkled, is it a good avoda? So the Gemara is busy with that over there. So, but over here, the Gemara asks, who cares? So Tosa says, you know what? Why are we asking? Oh, don't ask. In the other places, we never asked it, because there's always something to learn. Over here, there's nothing to learn. So the Gemara asks, who cares? Interesting Gemara. Right, so the Gemara answers, L'may nafkamina, who cares? No, Marzutra, Omar, L'pisik ta'amim. How you read the trop? How you read the trop? So the next Tosa says, L'puske ta'amim, Lo domi lehein mikros she'ein lehem echreya. There are five psukim in Torah. We don't know how to read it. Does it go on the first half of the pasuk? On the second half of the pasuk? This is not like that, says Tosfos. Below azlin and basar psuke taima. Over there we don't say, well, how are you going to land? How do you land? Well, maybe the truck will explain how to do it. No. Hasam lo matzid koi rak lechad mineo. Because it can only be on one side of the pasuk. It can't be on both sides. The ain mashmos shteyin shav, because it can't mean both. Avol hacha matzi kwele, it could be either one. Did the parim go on the ola or on the shlamim? So it could be either one. On the other five places, it can't be either one, right? Here it could be one of the five. I don't know exactly what the five are. He in the back he quotes which five, what the five are. Here it can't be either one, so it's not the same thing. So what's the difference? The trap. Do one more line. Rabacha braid Rava Amar La Omer Hare Alai Ola Kaola Shekivi Selba Midbar. My Parim Have. My Parim Have, were they Parim? Oh Kvasim Have, or were they Kvasim? And the answer is Teku. It's a Teku. Alright? Good? Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
Good day.